This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
It's based on a true guy, like a real guy.
Yeah, it's loosely based on a true story.
Loosely based on the true story of Alfred Packer and the sordid details of his trip from Utah to Colorado.
Yeah.
That left five of his fellow travelers dead and partially eaten.
Yeah.
I'm talking with two actors from Pineapple Shaped Lamp's production of Cannibal the Musical, a dark horror comedy cult classic musical that was initially a film released in 1993. This is the second time the Pineapples have staged the show.
My name is Katie Anderson, and I'm playing the role of Polly Pry.
The intrepid female reporter.
Intrepid.
And I'm Patrick Basquiel, and I'm playing Alfred Packer.
Who made the film?
It was Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
And we know them from?
South Park and Book of Mormon. They did the movie initially as like a school project over their spring break in college. Just used what was around them. It was really like very whimsical.
What kind of words would we use to describe South Park humor?
Not family friendly at all. It always pushes the envelope. And there's a lot of gags. There's a lot of South Park references in our play. So if you like South Park, you'll like our play.
It's definitely like absurd. Mm-hmm. I would say like absurd realism, where it's like they take the real people and then like push the envelope and make them like a little bit bigger.
It crosses the line constantly.
No boundaries.
Yeah.
No boundaries. I mean, it's very similar to something like Rick and Morty.
Monty Python. There is no line. And in everything that they do, it wouldn't be defined as politically correct, but it doesn't ever make fun of something that it doesn't understand. You know, I think that's one of the stalwarts of good comedy is like, you know, understanding the thing that you're making fun of. You can definitely see some of the early dynamics of South Park stuff, both the original movie and in our stage play.
They made this in 1993, and then they went on to do South Park. So yeah. This is kind of like seeing the mind before South Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I understand from you, Patrick, that this play is very similar to the movie, maybe even better, though.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, we were able to go a little bit more in depth in the play and do some of the things that they want to do, like sort of those winks to the audience. We're able to do that a little bit more completely and play with some of those gags like a little bit more fully on stage.
So about the movie, the writer in the New York Times said, it's all pretty stupid. But at times, there are refreshingly ludicrous notes that even people old enough to see this movie without a guardian can appreciate.
Yeah, I would say that, especially because of all the humor. And it's a big group of guys, so that's kind of fun. And you see the different dynamics of just a bunch of testosterone in one room, if you will. The romance part is really cool.
An interesting little dynamic where it's like you have the reporter. She's like the first female reporter in the Colorado territory. And she's like not necessarily embraced by her people.
Yeah, male counterparts.
And then she goes to talk to this cannibal crazy man. And he's like, yeah, okay, how are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, he treats her with respect. He's like, hey, you treat me with respect, I'll treat you with respect.
So does Polly fall in love with the cannibal?
You'll have to come see the show.
Probably.
That's Katie Anderson, who plays Polly Pry, and Patrick Basquiel, who plays Alfred Packer in Cannibal the Musical. It's on stage this week, Thursday through Sunday, at the Community Arts Center. Find details and musical selections at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.